hello everyone, it's Paul Hopkins. I am at Sci Village in London, Kensington Town Hall. It's busy, it's happening, it's exciting. As you can hear, it's building up now. We're well into the first day, got lots of people interested in lots of things. I'm talking to, or I'm about to talk to, let the music go because it's a bit loud, talking to Lou. What was your second name, Lou?
Lou Errington.
Lou Errington. Lou is from Extent. I don't know very much about Extent at all, so Lou is going to help me with that. Lou, tell us a bit about Extent as an introduction for anyone who's not heard of you before.
Okay, Extent is the UK's leading performance company for visually impaired people. Yes. We're based in London, but we also work all around the UK, and we're focusing a lot on Birmingham and Manchester at the moment.
Okay, why?
We've always wanted to extend our participation program outside London, and yeah, we finally got funding to do that. So we're going to be running accessible creative workshops for visually impaired people in Birmingham and Manchester from January.
So would these creative things be just as a hobby, or would they be things that people can make a living with, or a bit of both? Or
to be honest, the way that Extent is organised is that we can cater for everyone.
Yeah.
So we have people who might never have thought about acting or writing or other creative pursuits before. We've got people who are really interested and thinking about doing it more seriously. And we also work with professional actors, professional writers, and we offer them professional development at that level.
Okay, so I know I've said this to people before, and I know that other people have talked to me about it, but I always think things like voiceovers. So would you work with stuff like that if someone had that aspiration?
Well, Extent don't really accept boundaries on people.
Okay, well, so, that's good then.
We do all sorts of different things. We do live performance, and that includes things like drama. It includes circus work and aerial, burlesque, cabaret, music. So really, we're up for trying anything, and that's always with visually impaired actors and performers.
So if I'm sitting at home now and thinking, oh, I'd like to really do something and at least go and see what Extent are doing, what would be some highlights that are coming up, say, for the rest of 2015-16 that I might be able to get involved with, at least to come and watch before I participate? Because it's often a bit of the idea of going and being an actor or actress might be a bit scary, but to actually come and see what other people are already doing, how would I do that?
Well, the next thing that's coming up is we are touring our production of The Chairs.
Okay.
And that's happening April next year.
Yeah.
And that's going to Birmingham, Essex, Manchester and London.
Okay.
And as with all our performances, it's completely accessible. So the audio description is actually embedded in the work. So there isn't a separate experience for visually impaired people. Everybody gets the same experience.
That's pretty novel, isn't it?
Well, we like to think so. Lots of other people do that. But I think we've got the benefit of having a visually impaired artist director who can just really bring her experience to making it accessible for everybody.
And would you say that those people that are involved are really getting an equality of training? This is a test question, I suppose. so that they would actually, so that people would actually be have the same skills as anyone else in the acting profession?
The actors that we work with are amazing, and they are professional, and they are wonderful. I think they're as good as any other actor out there. And that's working with people who are completely blind, or they might be partially sighted as well. The Chairs is quite exciting because it was created for one of the actors was completely blind, and the set is completely tactile, so that he could find his way around. And it's a very exciting set to look at and to feel. As an audience member, which is part of our touch tour.
So you don't avoid, brilliant, so you don't avoid challenges then? So, you know, if there was a challenging part, you mentioned circus, aerials and all sorts.
Yeah, that's another work we're working on at the moment called Flight Paths, which involves aerial artists. Extent has done performances on bicycles before now. It really, they're very kind of out there and just try anything. We're also doing a lot of work at the moment with kind of digital performance. So the company's invented a handheld robotic navigation device, which can basically you're put in a dark situation and this little robot can guide you around various tactile experiences.
And that is that an exhibition that people can go to then, or is that just
Well, that was something that we did as a piece of a very large scale R&D, and we're currently, we've got like a little mini version of it that we're taking around to various conferences and events, and we really want to take it around as much much as possible. So if anybody is interested in kind of booking that or arranging for that, we'd be totally up for it. The other way to get involved is, as I mentioned, our participation program, which is covers all sorts of creative outlets.
Yeah.
And that's going to be starting from January. In London, Birmingham and Manchester. So we're really interested to hear from anyone who's interested in kind of trying out any kind of skill, really.
So I'm really quite taken with all of this, and I'm sure other people will be as well. So your last sort of comment really leads us very nicely to what do people do next. They're really fired up. They really want to at least give you a call, get in touch with you. How are they going to do that?
So go to our website, which is www.extant.org.uk.
extant.org.uk.
You can email us at info@extant.org.uk, or you can call us on 0207 820 3737.
Lou, thanks very, very much for talking to us today, and I'm sure that people will be in touch. I know I will be. So thanks for talking to me today, and I'm sure we'll be in touch and speak to you soon.
Thanks ever so much, Paul.
Thank you.